chime, a moderate amount of excitement on the Subaru of New England text line, because I believe during your read, you suggested that whole chickens at Shaw's and Star Market are just 69 cents. Was that accurate? Or
I would like to make an amendment and an apology.
Some people are driving immediately to Shaw's or Star Market to get a whole chicken for
Shaw's and Star Market are unbelievably generous. Maybe not that generous.
Okay.
$6.99.
Okay.
Misread the copy.
Okay.
Had two people talking about it. I apologize. That's on me.
Okay.
That's on me. I am a grown man. I'll admit my mistakes.
And for the purposes of transparency, did you or did you not have Anthony Richardson as your NFL MVP?
No, I said to make a bet on him because he was 40-1.
Oh, but I thought it was a long process.
It is.
Why would you bet on him to be the MVP?
Because I thought there was a chance, and at 40-1, that's a really good number. He wasn't my pick to win the MVP, though. My pick to win the MVP was Josh Allen. Has been all along, okay. Still is.
All right. Well, your guy Lamar was able to win that football game.
Barely,
yesterday.
Thank God.
But you got to give him credit. I mean, Dallas came back in that game, mm-hmm. and then it was his run at the end that sealed the deal.
Curtis said this in the text chain. Good job by you, Curtis. Awesome play design. They had the jet sweep to Zay Flowers. Everybody on the planet thought Zay Flowers was getting that football, and then Lamar just held on to it and got the first down.
Yep.
That stat on the broadcast, though, Lamar Jackson's won two MVPs.
Correct. Yeah.
Since 2021, the Ravens have 10 losses after leading by over a touchdown in the fourth quarter. The most in the NFL. I'm sorry. That is a brutal stat. I can't imagine there's ever been an all-time great quarterback who gave up touchdown leads in the fourth quarter 10 times.
Yeah, that's also
years.
Not all him, though, either. Like,
that show D stinks.
Right.
I think that's bad. Also, not. I think John Harbaugh might be slightly overrated.
I agree with you on that one.
Like, a lot of that is coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, John
Harbaugh, just being smart. Like, you had Dallas dead to rights, and you were running like crazy, and then you just, like, stopped? Like, Derrick Henry had 125 yards. Why weren't you just feeding him the rock and just killing the clock and winning that football game? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's bad.
All right.
That's bad coaching.
Coming up on a Patriots Monday, Boomer Esiason in less than an hour. He will join us at 8. And Gerard Mayo, after an all-players meeting, will join us at 9:30 this morning. Read into that if you will. Right now, though, time for this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Chime, where should we begin this morning?
Well, Greg, your Boston Bruins played their first preseason game last night against the New York Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
David Pastrnak spoke over the weekend, and he had this to say about playing with Elias Lindholm and who it reminded him of playing with. This was David Pastrnak.
There's a little bit of both, you know, Kretch and Berge. Obviously, he's a hell of a two-way player. And he has the high hockey IQ, like I said. So, of course, and he's a righty. You know, I played most of my career with the right-handed centerman. So, I'm really excited to, you know, build the chemistry. You know, whether we play together or not, we for sure going to have some looks either on power play or 5-on-5. So, excited, you know, and he's going to be a big part of our team.
Okay.
Wow.
Reminds him of Krejci and Berge.
Some
let's
high
go.
Praise right
let's
there.
Go. I mean, you don't have a goaltender, but let's go.
Well, you can score a lot of goals.
Let's go.
Pasta needs to score a lot of goals.
If anything happens to goalie Bob, our whole region's screwed.
I like that.
That's a good pickup for them. That is a really, really good pickup for them.
Now, let's see if Montgomery's listening. Mm-hmm. And see if he puts Elias Lindholm as the center on the Pasta line, or if he says, you know what, I'm going to keep Zaka.
Oh, is that?
Him.
Do you think that's Pastrnak's public pleading to be like, hey, put me with Elias Lindholm? Is
maybe.
That what?
But that's the way I read into it.
Maybe
I've been with. He reminds me a lot like Krejci and Berge, but mainly Krejci, where he had a tremendous season with right-handed, you know, guy. And excuse me if I'm wrong, but isn't Zaka left-handed?
You are excused.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So he also brought
in. Yes, he is Shime, correct? Oh, Shime's Googling.
I'm Googling to double check it.
Right, because he also brought up.
Yes, he is left-handed. Good call, Wiggy.
So he's brought up the fact that he's used to being with a guy, both Berge and David Krejci, both right-handed centermen. Yes. So.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, let's go to college football for our BC Eagle fans here and BC alum. Bill O'Brien spoke after the big win for BC and talked about the importance of the red bandana game and just the importance of the BC fandom.
It's a special place. I mean, Boston College is a very special place.
Let me try that one more time. I had been previewing. Man, I am. Poof.
Did you hear him? I think he said that whole chickens were 50 cents.
Yeah, let's. 3, 2, 1. Let's try that again.
It's a special place. I mean, Boston College is a very special place. Student body is just everything to this place. And so I was just so happy that our guys played so hard to give these students something to cheer for. You know, and I think that's what this place is all about. And God bless the Crowther family and God bless Wells Crowther.
That's pretty cool.
He is the best. Yeah. He was also asked about what his speech was like at halftime.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he basically said, I can't say it or I'll have to go to confessional. Yeah, like, he's just, yeah. He plays into everything.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And Bill O'Brien is on this show every Thursday at 6:45 a.m.
Why?
And he is
He's found the good, I mean, he's obviously found a great home. He was good at Penn State, right? College football, he seems like he's really good at, and you know, this is something for all you BC Eagle fans out there that he's kind of making BC football relevant
again. Yeah, he is.
Again.
I mean, I was saying to Wiggy earlier and to Courtney during a break that this bodes well, I thought, for the future, because when it comes to the portal or recruiting, maybe you have better access to better mm-hmm. players, but you said you don't think that's
well,
true.
Well, because he also said when we interviewed him that it might be tough to get guys in the portal because BC standards academically are still high, right? If you want to be able to compete with, you know, and be potentially a playoff team, you know, you not that you have to skirt the rules,
yeah.
But you have to lower your standards of admission to get in to get some of those kids that you might want from Alabama.
Yeah, and then Greg brought up a great point off air that Father Leahy is on his way out, so maybe that changes things. But as somebody who took a lot of classes with these student athletes, and I flub a lot on the airwaves and people think that I'm dumb and I should give back my BC diploma, but there are no rocks for jocks classes at BC. Right. Like, every class that I took there was difficult, and every class that I took there, the football players did not get a pass if right. they had a game the night before, or if they had, you know, they got back late the night before or anything like that. Everything, there were coaches outside every classroom that players were taking these classes, making sure that they were going to class. So I just don't know, even if Father Leahy leaves, if there's going to be a massive change when it comes to expectations of student yeah. athletes.
And that's going to make it difficult.
What they are accomplishing so far is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, what else, Sean?
Next, let's pivot back to the NFL real quick. So Jimmy Johnson was talking about the Carolina Panthers and Bryce Young and had this to say about David Tepper and the reason why Carolina is struggling so much.
The owner of the Carolina Panthers, that's the problem. He's making the major decisions without listening to his football people.
Tepper?
David Tepper. You look at him. And now it's his team. He can do whatever he wants to. But look at the people that's left. Now, he's the one that wanted Bryce Young as the number one pick. And also look, Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Brian Burns. You look at, you know, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Look at coaches, Steve Wilkes, you know, Frank White, you know, Matt Rule. On and on. He's run them all off. He's making the decisions. He has got to listen to his football people and quit playing fantasy football.
Preach.
He ain't lying, though. But it's got to be difficult as an owner. Like, I know if I own the team, I feel like, well, this is my baby. I'd want to be a part of it. I guess it's got to be very difficult for somebody that has he's a billionaire, so I bet he has a pretty big ego to say, okay, I'm going to hire you, I'm going to step away, and I'm going to let you do everything. Because he's got to be a football fan. And yeah. If you are, doesn't he probably think, well, all right.
Well, we had an owner here who did that for many, many years when it came to the football team, didn't he? I mean, didn't he step away and let Bill run everything?
But then it looks like he's now stepping back in, right? And sometimes that becomes the issue of stepping back in. We play it every time we play, you know, they said it, Bill Parcells. And now you're starting to see maybe towards the end with the whole who really wanted Mac Jones. Does that really work? I will, though, give Jerry Jones credit. because he gets really good players. Sometimes his biggest issue might be more about who the coach he picks.
Yeah. All right, Chime, thank you. That is, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday and over the weekend in sports. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney in today's news. And as I mentioned earlier, in Australia, the news is not good for the woman whose mission this year was to sleep with 600 dudes. So we'll get an update on that.
Do you think, Wiggy, she should be like how you want Boston College to be?
Lower her standards a little bit if she wants to get to that number.
I do not think she has standards. I think she is open for business and doesn't really, you know.
Oh, then she'll get there.
Yeah, she doesn't turn people away.
All right, well, if she'll get there then. She'll become a national champ.
Well, we'll get an update on that woman during the news coming up. Boomer Esiason at 8 and the head coach of the New England Patriots on a Mayo Monday at 9:30 this morning. Here now is Courtney with what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. A lot of upsets yesterday in the NFL. The Chiefs hung on for a 22-17 win over the Falcons, but the Niners fell to the Rams 27-24. The Ravens hang on to get their first win of the season over the Cowboys. They almost let that one go after being up 28-6 going into the fourth. They only win it 28-25.
Speaking of the Chiefs, what is up with your girl's boyfriend?
I think what Shine has said, that they're holding on to him. They're not letting him, you know, out of the gate.
It's either they're keeping the Ferrari in the garage or he's washed up.
I think it's we're starting to see his mind is more on Taylor than it is on football.
I don't think it has anything to do with Taylor, I think. And I don't think he's washed because watching him on the side, he wasn't even, like, sweating. Like, he's sitting there. He's like...
How many great men have been ruined by a female? I mean, let's...
Not Tom Brady.
I don't know.
I mean, didn't he, like, get divorced and then go win a Super Bowl?
He would have never retired if it weren't for her pressuring him.
He may have never left here.
Men are the weaker species because every time one of their heroes, you know, falls off the face of the earth, they blame a woman.
Oh.
Women never do that.
The weaker species.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, you know.
That's why they always call it the man flu, too.
Oh. Yep.
You know,
how come when there's some sort of a noise outside, you're always demanding that it is Santo who goes and investigates?
I'm talking.
If he's a part of the weaker sex.
I'm talking about mentally.
Mentally.
Yeah, physically. I mean, science is science.
Okay, so men are weaker mentally than women.
Yeah.
Really?
I think Wiggy's said that before, too.
I don't think Wiggy's.
I've said that.
Yeah.
Well, I would say this about
he's whipped. Don't listen to the thing he says on the show.
Well, Borat said women have a smaller brain than a man.
Was that when he was on the panel with the feminists?
Yes.
That was a great scene.
See, I wouldn't always say...
My brother, Billo.
I wouldn't say it's women, Greg. I would say once he started, you know, once he went away from liking his coffee black, he went downhill.
Oh,
my God. And he was 8 years in a row.
All right.
1,000 yards receiving, all pro. Then all of a sudden he said, put a little cream in my coffee. Next thing you know, Travis went and got a porn star mustache, and he has gone downhill.
The Raiders fell to the Panthers 36-22 yesterday. A hell of a presser after by Antonio Pierce. Here's a bit of that.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions. And we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
Sheesh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
A scary moment for the Vikings as Sam Darnold in a game where he threw for 4 touchdowns went out after getting hit in the knee. He was cleared by medical staff and the Vikings won 34-7. But Dolphins quarterback Skylar Thompson left midway through the third quarter of their loss to the Seahawks after suffering what Mike McDaniel called a painful rib injury. The Steelers are 3-0 on the season with a win over the Chargers, who not only lost the game, but also Justin Herbert, who appeared to re-aggravate that ankle sprain that sidelined him during practice this week. He was in a walking boot after the game. He didn't play in the fourth quarter.
Wiggy, what about that hit on Devontae Smith?
Woo! Hey, they always say, never go back to the middle of the field, because that's where the freak-off is, and that's where everybody's at. And that he almost got his... head taken off.
I know.
And wow.
There was no call. Was there? No, I don't think there was a flag.
But what did he have his like helmet down or anything? Because anytime you go back into the middle of the field and you kind of like spin or they got you held up and you get turned, spun around, people are coming to take your head off. So, hey, Devontae, stay on the outside, man.
The Red Sox beat the Twins 8-1 and then 9-3 in a doubleheader. Tristan Cassis is the main headline of the day. Cassis homered in his first three at-bats in the first game. The boys are on the road now, taking on the Blue Jays tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app.
Wow, it's very nice.
Is there a chance?
King of the castle.
The Sox can maybe make the postseason, or is there
four out with six to play?
Okay.
Yes, there is a chance.
You know what? You know what Kevin Millar said? Don't let us win today.
Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Greg, my moonshot that never got off the ground because I thought of it after the series or after the movie, wouldn't it have been so great if he filmed, that is, Borat, who is Sacha Baron Cohen, filmed like six of these prior to release.
Yeah.
Would have been great.
Great success.
The scene when he's getting unpacked in the elevator. Oh, if you can't laugh at that movie, I don't know.
Yeah.
57 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high of 65.
It is a Patriots Monday, and Gerard Mayo will be on the show on a Mayo Monday at 9:30. And we'll see if it is business as usual when it comes to the quarterback Sunday against the 49ers or if there is a change of foot when it comes to the New England Patriots.
Just go for it, man. Change it up. It's the worst that can happen.
What do the Patriots talk about when it comes to the quarterback, Greg, every week when we ask? The plan.
There was a plan. Yes.
Right. I have an idea for a Tupac rejoin because the plan is to tell you that I understand.
All right.
You are appreciated.
Well, you know the famous quote by Mike Tyson. Everybody has a plan.
Until you assume about us.
No, until you get punched in the face.
Until you get punched in the face. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Listen, I mean, from the outside, you would look, I guess, at the Jacoby Brissett experiment and say it doesn't appear to be working, but Gerard Mayo is there every day, and so he may know differently.
Well, let's ask this simple question to the room, and if there are Washington football fans, Denver football fans, Chicago football fans out there, and say, by those guys playing, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, is it hurting their growth and development, or is it giving
the
them
players the, growth?
The players, or is it giving them the experience that they need to learn from some of the mistakes that they make, try to improve on those mistakes every week, and then when it's all said and done and the season's over and they go back to evaluate or kind of look at what they did, say, here's where I got to really work in the offseason to get better. I think that's all it's doing for organizations. It's just putting those guys a lot further along than a guy like Drake May.
Well, yeah. I mean, you used the third pick in the NFL draft on him.
Yeah. Yep.
You evaluated him. Maybe not with the same focus that Jerry Jones apparently evaluates his players. Based on the unfortunate Instagram Live that he was caught up in. But
I see every Jerry Jones story now in the context of Kraft seeing it and throwing something.
Well, he's pretty good at his evaluation when it comes to players. I mean,
some things
Michael
I don't
Parson,
know why we needed to know.
He's very into the size of the foot.
You know, and it's big in football where they measure your hands and your wingspan.
But that's a... That's an old man thing, like having no idea that Jamie Foxx is going Instagram Live while you're talking. That's an unfortunate scenario.
That is true.
Well, Shannon Sharp ran into the same issue. Yeah.
Greg, to me it's clear that there are separate demands from Gerard Mayo and the front office. Gerard Mayo is taxed with winning as much as possible as soon as he can. And Elliott Wolf is taxed with building a team that is headed towards playoffs, championship, all that. And Elliott Wolf wants there to be more patience wants there to be more around Drake May because Elliot Wolf's future is tied directly to the success or failure of the quarterback he chose at three.
Yeah.
Whereas Jerod Mayo sees Jacoby Brissett and sees that he is totally incapable of elevating the players around him. So that's why after the game you have Jerod Mayo say, everything's up in the air, we'll meet with the coaches, and then the next morning he acts like he never said that by saying that Jacoby's the quarterback, I'm behind him 100%.
Yeah. But then why wouldn't Elliot Wolf, if he knows it's about putting the best things around Drake May, then put the best things around him? Like, why wouldn't you get an offensive lineman in free agency or maybe trade for somebody?
Because it's up to Robert Kraft, and Kraft is paying Bill Belichick $30 million to do nothing.
Well, he tried to when it came to at least one wide receiver weapon,
right,
was Brandon Ayuk.
Right, I mean, what about the
player didn't want to come here or was just using you as leverage.
Right, but you had O-line issues. I give him credit for that, for going after Brandon Ayuk and being willing to spend the money. But why not say, okay, well, we need a wide receiver, but we also need help at the offensive line. Why not do that as well?
Yeah, that's weird.
And I don't really...
Unless Elliot Wolf wants them to lose games so they end up with another great pick this year. I mean, I don't think
anybody coaches that way.
Coach that way, but he might manage that way.
I don't think anybody... You think he's managing to lose football?
He shouldn't have that job then.
I don't know.
Coming off the seasons that they just came off of, if that's his goal for this season, then that's embarrassing.
Well, we will get to talk to Jerod Mayo about all of this coming up at 9:30. And we'll talk to Boomer Esiason before that at 8. Right now, though, we got to get to this.
It's time for...
I grew up understanding the children of the community are the children of the community.
The news.
And I am not lying to you that I would make so many greens that I'd need to wash them in the bathtub.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Yeah. Wallace Wally Amos.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
Several bulls were on the loose in North Attleboro yesterday. Mitch has some video footage of this all going down. They escaped from a rodeo at the Emerald Square Mall.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
It's kind of terrifying.
It is terrifying.
There were like 8 bulls.
Yeah.
That were like, who has a rodeo at a mall?
Right.
I mean, I understand that you're trying to get people back to the brick and mortar, but I mean, it doesn't seem like a very safe place for it.
No.
And then they were running around the North and the South Attleboro for the whole entire afternoon.
Yeah, it took several hours to get them all corralled. They finally did, about 3 miles away from the mall.
They're like, freedom!
Right. Jesus.
Look at them run. Wow. Yeah.
That could have done some damage.
A lot of damage. Here's one witness, Kyle Macy on CBS Boston.
I noticed they were getting closer, so I told my daughter, I was like, I think they're on the loose. Although I still didn't really believe it because it's kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, you're right, Greg. Who does that at the mall and then puts up the most flimsiest fence possible?
Oh, well, they're trying to get people back to the mall.
Right. Yeah.
Supply chain.
Other than Chime, who spends a lot of time at the mall.
I love the mall.
Yeah.
I'm going to the mall today.
What? You are?
Ooh, yeah. Which mall?
Natick Collection.
Nice.
Great for walking before the stores open.
Why do you need to go to a mall? You can get anything you want on Amazon.
Oh, I think it's just so enjoyable sometimes.
Really? It's way more fun to go to an actual store than to buy stuff on Amazon.
Try things on.
Are you going to get some specifically?
I'm going... You'll see on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Flex?
Yeah. But yeah, going to go look, do some fall shopping.
Yeah, okay. So basically, Courtney's going to the mall because she has some type of endorsement deal with some store at the mall.
No?
That's why she's going.
I just like to go to the mall to go to the mall.
I like to go to the mall to go to the mall as well.
Yeah, okay.
And I always go to Natick. The Massachusetts State Police have suspended full contact boxing training activities between trainees after the death of 25-year-old Enrique Delgado Garcia on September 13th. We can hear from former state police instructor Todd McGee on BZ.
You are in an environment where it's a boxing contest, and at that time, you're defending yourself as well as you're being offensively minded. The instruction certainly shouldn't be to go and knock your fellow trainee's head off their shoulders. That's not the objective.
Right. Yeah. But somebody throwing the white towel. I mean, Jesus.
Probably a good idea. I mean, you need to be trained in how to protect yourself but not what happened there.
Courtney said, something smells fishy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah.
A youth football concession stand in Kingston was robbed of all their candy and snacks. This is devastating. Silver Lake Youth Football has its concessions there, and Jackie Arena, who's the manager of concessions, discussed someone smashing the building's glass windows to rob the place clean.
Oh, Jesus.
They said that they had prepared salads that they had made, but they also had candy, snacks, everything. This seems like a job that you have done in your fatherhood.
Rob one?
No.
You're always required to work the snack shack. In fact, I believe on the old show, we went out, me and LB went out and worked the snack shack for several little leagues and for youth football, and we did it as a public service.
Wow.
And we were sampling the snacks while we were there, and I mean, you know,
I don't think these curly fries are done yet. Let me try another.
It was actually the only days they lost a profit.
It's like, you know, when you find a good one. Like, you know, everybody has hot dogs, everybody has a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
But when you find one where they make the chili and then they do the chili fries, or
did you have a favorite?
Wow.
They're making the pulled pork. Yeah, no, I mean we had a lot.
There has to be a school that has stood out in your mind of having the best concessions.
It's so long ago, Courtney. I don't remember.
It's pretty
but
impressive.
This is unfortunate. This is in Kingston.
Yeah, Kingston.
This is unfortunate because if I remember correctly, the program there, the youth football program, they were going to take this money. And they were going to pay you $100,000 to coach the fifth graders, which was it seemed like a little excessive.
Well,
when it came to how
it's actually a lot less than I would normally charge. Somebody still owes me some money can't be found.
And let me just say this, Courtney, a little hack for those that enjoy a snack in South Boston.
Mm-hmm.
On a very nice day, big lines at Sully's. There is a very good Sal's on the Lagoon.
Yes.
Oh. Right in the, I think it's Kelly, not Kelly, the rink right across from Pleasure Bay.
Yeah.
It's very good. Nice little Adirondack chairs in front. Lovely spot.
Are they giving Sully's a run for their money when it comes to dogs?
Like no, they don't do dogs. It's pizza. It's like part of the Sal's chain, but they also have like chicken tenders and nuggets.
Sal's Arancini, by the way, slap.
I was in your neighborhood on Saturday night where you went to Reno's.
All right.
Lindsay and I went to dinner with Julia Hill, and I put the pesto eggplant appetizer up on my Instagram, and people are telling me it looked disgusting.
It didn't look good.
It didn't look good?
I'm sure it tasted delicious, but it just wasn't.
All right. Check it
what's wrong with the presentation? It's overflowing with pesto sauce. Well, it's the greatest appetizer ever.
There's no such thing as too much pesto.
It's fried eggplant stuffed with mozzarella and tomatoes and then covered in a delicious pesto cream sauce. I mean,
it really is about presentation, but I know the food over at Reno's spectacular.
Yeah, I'm sure it tasted unreal, but I did see the photo and say, bad angle maybe.
It was tasting great. All right.
A work arrest.
You didn't like it because there wasn't a boob in it.
Nope.
You only like pictures when there's a boob out, accidentally.
Nope. A work irrational fear, a bucket truck was stolen in North Carolina by a guy, Frank Moody. Frank was released from jail just 2 hours earlier and decided to get back into his old ways. When he stole the truck, the boom arm was extended and a worker was still up in the bucket.
The guy was in it?
Yes.
So he sped off in the truck with the dude in the
bucket. Correct. With it extended. So the way down. Yeah. The worker injured his leg, but is going to be okay. Here's one area resident on WSOC TV.
I've been up 80 feet, and you're that far up in the air. Just the wind can shift and make you move, rock back 2 or 3 feet. He had to be terrified.
Oh, that's scary.
That is terrifying.
Just driving around the neighborhood in a stolen car with your boy way up in the sky.
Isn't that what you were in, Curtis? Like a bucket?
Yeah.
And James?
James and I went up in Eversource bucket and went up about 100 feet above the Esplanade. Ooh. It was awesome. I mean, I should have gotten $5 off my $2,000 in Eversource bills, but it was a lovely experience.
Did James say, Daddy, I thought we didn't do manual labor in this family?
No, he said, I think that's my daddy down there. I was like, oh, God.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news next, including an update on the woman from Australia whose mission this year was to sleep with 600 dudes, and it's not going well.
Yeah, she's a little bit behind.
Not going as well as expected. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next. Does Boomer Esiason believe that it may finally be Drake May time? We will talk to Boomer about that and other things coming up in about 10 minutes on a Patriots Monday and a Mayo Monday, Gerard Mayo at 9:30. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of this morning's news.
We've had stories like this a decent amount in the last couple of years. But Heather Powers, a woman in Westwood, had a large chunk of ice fall out of the sky and into her home on Friday night. It left a big dent into the roof.
Yeah.
Obviously scared her a bit.
Yeah.
But a lot of people say that they believe that it comes from a plane.
Right. It's waste, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, and they like, are they just allowed to, you know, like bullet in the elevator, like drop it wherever they want? Or
I thought they had to do it like over the ocean.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, worse.
Worse?
Isn't this like the Dave Matthews tour bus?
Yeah. Does she get paid, like reimbursed?
I mean, I'm guessing they're going to look into it. Yeah. Here she is speaking to WCVB.
I walked out the front door and there was all this big chunks of white. I didn't know what at the time, but turned out to be ice in the yard. And I looked up on the roof and there was a big dent. In the roof. It fortunately did not come through.
Yeah. That could hurt somebody coming from that high.
Yeah. That's why you can't just open up a plane and drop something.
That's what I do. I take a couple hundred thousand miles. Thank you very much.
Right.
For my trouble.
Yeah.
I feel like they'd have a bigger storage unit in the plane where they're storing the feces until they land.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Is that the medical name for it?
Is it?
The medical or scientific, whichever one?
Yes, you are correct.
My bad, the dookie.
Yes.
I'm reading a story from 2018 saying that this is a default on the planes, that there is an issue with the container, the sewage container on the plane. Yeah. It leaks, and that's how you get this blue ice.
Yep. Something is up in the sky, Curtis.
Yep. Gross.
Definitely.
Over the weekend, we got an update from Annie Knight, Australia's most sexually active woman. So last year, she had a goal of sleeping with like 335 people. She decided to up the ante.
She nailed it.
No,
pun intended.
Yeah.
Nailed it last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She decided to up the ante this year. 600 folks she wanted to sleep with.
And this woman is also surprisingly attractive.
Yeah. Mitch has photos.
I mean, you wouldn't there if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube. And thank you if you are. There she is.
Not bad.
I think you're mistaken, Greg. That's her profile picture. I guarantee you it does not look like that.
She is trying to sleep with 600 dudes and is not having as much luck as she hoped.
Well, I mean, she's having luck. She slept with 400.
400.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
that's someone's daughter.
In a bid to hit her goal, she started taking applications from her followers on Instagram where people can apply to sleep with her. She's also on a... adult website that is a pay platform. They're not specifying that it's OnlyFans, but something like that. So you can apply to sleep with her. The criteria was that the person has to be okay with being filmed. They have the option of getting their face blurred, and they have to be tested for STDs.
Okay.
Here is Annie speaking on the topic.
To be honest with you, last year, everyone sort of started talking about me because I was talking about my sexual escapades online. And then I thought, I mentioned how many people I'd slept with and it went viral and everyone was talking about it. And I thought, well, why not make a bit of fun out of this and make a bit of a challenge? And so I decided last year to sleep with, I think it was like 365 people in the year.
Yeah.
And then this year I was like, let's level up and go for 600. I've just hit over 400. So I've got like 200 more to go.
You're on track. So she needs about three a day. She's got to average three a day.
That's easy. She's knocked out like 28 in a single day before.
All right. So
does she have a job or
is that her job?
That is her job.
I'm sure she's making quite a pretty penny.
Because she
works remotely.
Yes. Right? Yes.
So October, November, December. She got 3 months, three a day. She should be able to nail that.
Okay.
Would
you date her afterwards? Like after all this is over?
No.
No.
I mean, she'd be a fun time to hang out with, but. Ain't nobody taking her home to mama.
Serious. You wouldn't fall seriously in love with her.
No. I mean, and you know, I understand.
Well, you'd always be comparing yourself to 600 other dudes, really. I mean, that's probably the issue.
I mean, it's technically more than that. You know what I mean? That's just in 1 year. So her, and I know that, hey, listen, and especially for a lot of people that are older dating or, you know, they always, the big thing now is what's your body count?
Yeah, no, that is lame. If you're asking somebody for their body count, it's lame.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
who does that anyway? Like,
I think a lot of people.
Yeah, who cares?
People have been with other people.
Yeah, I think that that's a red flag if somebody's asking.
We're in an age of sexual awakening. It doesn't really matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Women always lie about it anyway.
Right? Is the rule still true, Courtney? Men divide by three, women multiply by three.
I think that's true. I mean, women.
So then you really wouldn't care. You wouldn't want to know if that happened to be you.
And people marry OnlyFans models, and so I mean, I'm sure there is a suitor out there for Miss Annie.
A lid to every pot.
Okay. Is that it?
Well, we have a dumbest of the day.
Oh, okay.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened this weekend, and we have determined this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Yes. Sorry about that. I was just coming up with a pesky one-liner. AI-generated images of purple apples that are allegedly from Saskatchewan, Canada, are popping up. And you know what happens when something goes viral?
Uh-huh.
It's just like the bison in Yellowstone. People run to take pictures with said thing. Well, the people show up in Saskatchewan trying to find these, and the people that own these lovely apple orchards are livid that their people are showing up enraged in pursuit of something that doesn't actually exist.
So you're saying there's no purple apples?
And I'm sure people are like, oh, they're probably lying to us. We have to go on our own mission.
Can I get an apple that looks just like a pumpkin?
You see the purple apples that don't really exist right now on Twitch, and you're going to hear from a Dutch grower talking about the purple apple craze.
It would be so fun, but unfortunately, it is not real.
You can have purple leaves on the crab apples.
When there's an AI-generated photo that pops up online, we always get lots of inquiries.
All right. So basically, people are like have become like lemmings. Like you show them something on TikTok, and they immediately fly to Saskatchewan to try to get an Instagram picture with the purple apple that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, I think this has been going on forever before TikTok. I mean, if something popped up that you had never seen before, you would do it. But TikTok is sometimes right about this stuff. They have trading cards on Delta flights.
Uh-huh.
And when you're getting off a flight, you could ask the pilot for their trading card. Every plane has one. And I learned that from TikTok.
Well,
and you
do?
Can collect them.
What's the trading card? Like, tells you how good the pilot is?
It tells you, like, the type of plane and all these different stats about the plane. They're pretty cool.
No, you wouldn't have known that without TikTok.
No, I wouldn't have.
Right. Okay.
It's good for having a kid. I bet they would like that.
Yeah.
Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Great job on the news today.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Boomer Esiason, and then we'll talk with Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots at 9:30 on a Mayo Monday here at WEEI.